Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Milt Bohling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Milt Bohling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bohling hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Colavito moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Colavito moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Colavito scores. Wertz moves to third. Busby moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Daly reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to third. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Woodling strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 1 in the game. Score hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Score reaches second base with a double. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith is walked intentionally. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 0 in the game. Parnell strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen catches it and throws to first to double up Busby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Score hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caris Quell moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caris Quell moves to third. Score moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith is walked intentionally. Tom Hurd now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to third. Busby moves to second. Chico Caris Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caris Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caris Quell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Caris Quell reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. Busby scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Score hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Avila bunts towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. he's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball towards center field. Pearsall makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Pearsall. Smith scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Gene Mock pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Busby strikes out. 1 out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Consolo moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10. And Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.